USA News update. President Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine today. He spent 5 hours in Kyiv meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Thank you for your leadership. Thanks, my partner support. Thanks, Congress. I think that is a historical moment for our country.
Biden pledged America's unwavering support and also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, complaining about health issues they believe are related to a train derailment and fire earlier this month. That train carrying toxic chemicals when it derailed in the eastern Ohio town. Residents now say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea. A major U.S. air carrier making it easier for families to fly together. United Airlines says it's opening more seats to families traveling with kids under the age of 12. Under the new plan, parents accompanying younger children will be able to access preferred seats at no extra fee. John Schaefer, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.